this one up in the memory bank. So this one was completed. It was in the Tenant Times in San Francisco years ago, but it was completed when my aunts were kicked out of the Mission District. It was kind of like it's a vision of what a city could actually look like. Won't you give me the city with the freaks and the fairies, the punks and the pansies, the Latinos, the lowriders, the sailing ships, immaculate Italian grandmothers hailing Mary, and a little cash to hail a cab from time to time. Give me a dark mulatto city, a Spanglish town, a Chinatown, a Pinoy town, an artist town, a shut itself down, general strike kind of town, where we all better know what to do when the lights go down, when the gentrified return like a tribe of Moses, and the unforgiving classes, they ain't gonna have to wait in line anymore. Give me the city that has never existed. Problem. It's a production problem, my friends. As in, produce some more cash from your pockets, more checks from your books, or some more blood from your veins. Or maybe it's a labor problem, as in the labor of people who built the city as soon as they got off the boat. Let's talk about sweatshops, not in Indonesia or Taiwan, but Cap Street, Minute Street, Kearney Street, or the one around the corner from the Homes Not Jail squat that was evicted by a bunch of trust fund punk rockers with baseball bats because Daddy Warbucks just bought the kids a brand new live-work loft in the ghetto. I saw one of those kids washing his sports utility vehicle outside his new home. The Jeep had a bumper sticker on it that said, get this, question authority. But who is the authority now? Here, I ask you. Won't you give me the city with the freaks and the fairies, the punks and the pansies, the Latinos, the lowriders, the sailing ships, immaculate Italian grandmothers, hailing Mary, and a little cash to hail a cab from time to time. Give me that dark mulatto city, an anarchist city, a Spanglish city, a Chinatown city, an artist city, a no more homelessness city, where we all better know what to do when the lights go down, when the gentrified, they will return. Like a tribe of Moses, and the unforgiving classes won't have to wait in their welfare lines anymore. Give me the city that has always existed. Thank you.